You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, we are going to have a great time now. We've got one of Miami's greatest creative minds with us. We've got Bahia Ramos. She is the Knight Foundation Director for Community Foundation, managing their investments in all kinds of great arts and entertainment. She's the Arts Program Director. She's here to make it happen with us today. That's right. Welcome, Bahia.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, listen, this thing's been going on for 10 years.
10 years.
How'd it get its start?
10 years. It really got its start in kind of seeing what was happening in Miami, right? We were starting to get Art Basel on the map. We knew that there were artists in town, people trying to make things, and we thought this would be a great place to really fuel creativity and get those artistic minds together and invest in the proposition that Miami has great artistic and cultural talent.
Well, that's a no-brainer. We're at the center of the universe here
we
in Miami.
We are at the center of the universe.
Just ask anybody. They'll tell you. I just did. Now, Bahia, so let's say that I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm in Miami. Yeah. I guess I sort of am. But my art is the radio thing.
Yes.
So how do I get in touch with the Knight Foundation to see if I'm somebody that can participate in your programs?
Yeah, well, actually, we're pretty open about that. I mean, you can catch us online. We have a portal that you can kind of come in and just shoot, pitch your idea to us. But every April, we open up what's called the Knight Arts Challenge, and you have 150 words just to pitch an idea to us about the arts and a creative project you'd like to launch here in Miami.
Wow, I can't wait. So you're going to be back then in June or so to tell me who the winner is.
Actually, we start in April, but you don't find out the winners until Monday Basel. So December 4th is usually, I know, we try to tie it, you know, but we do. We will be announcing winners actually on Monday, December 4th.
Oh, well, email me and we'll post it up for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm so excited to be
part
of this. We've
got a great group of winners this year.
Oh, I'll bet you do. Now let's talk about some of the past winners. What are some of the things around town that people would recognize that were participants in your program?
Yeah, sure. So one big one, a couple of big ones for this year were the Colony Theater had the production of Our Town by Miami New Drama, where they restaged like an American classic to really fit the Miami vibe. So we had some a reimagination of the Thornton Wilder classic done in Spanish and Creole. It was amazing production.
Spanish and Creole?
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Just recently, I spent the weekend, I went to the Miami Motel Story. So, you know, we think we have a lot of development happening in Miami, and so there are lots of like spaces that need to be rethought, or like they're going through some kind of restructure. And Villain Theater actually took an old hotel in Little Havana and staged little vignettes, little scenes in each of these old rooms. And they called it Miami Motel Stories.
How cool.
So cool. So everything from like a story about Billie Holiday to recent Cuban immigrants coming to Miami and assuming new identities, all told in this old, wonderful building in Little Havana that just gave this place new life and identity. And it was amazing.
You know, that's really cool. You know, I'm in commercial real estate. We're always thinking about how to repurpose stuff. I go around taking pictures of what I call real estate pornography, which is just the buildings going up. And then, you know, when I retire at 110, I'm going to do a table book about the 10-year development history here in Miami. But really, each one of these is a work of art, these developments. And if you really look at some of the older buildings, they are truly works of art. And if somebody can commingle an artistic presentation within that already artistic venue, I think that we've hit the ball out of the park.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at Wynwood. Look at what happened with Wynwood, where we just, you put up some walls, get great artists in to do installations of their work, and all of a sudden, this neighborhood has character, it has vibrancy, and people are drawn and want to be there.
And you know how you know it's working?
How?
People don't do graffiti on that. They respect it.
That's
There's
right.
no tagging.
That's right.
And what happens is, see, I'm friends with the guys when they started Wynwood. They'd go out and paint the walls and make them perfect and then invite the guys in. And in fact, some of the walls are changed constantly. Right. I work in Wynwood and I see the people walking through internationally, taking photos. I take photos for them. I work across from Romero's studio. It's just the most amazing thing. And I got to say it this way, and I hope people are watching. Well, they can't see me,
they can't
but that doesn't matter. You got to feel the vibe.
Yeah.
The vibe.
vibe.
That's the vibe. So we want that vibe everywhere. And that's what the Night Arts Challenge does. And that's what 10 years of funding here have done. It's just to make you feel the vibe everywhere you go. Because the vibe is made by everyone here in Miami, not just one person in one place.
No, actually, it's the created, the full energy of the community
yes.
is always changing, is always evolving.
Yeah.
And depending on where you are and who is, oh, I'm going to have to say it, tapping mm-hmm. into that energy mm-hmm. and becoming sort of like a crystal,
yep.
putting it out there, you're going to get something different every time. And that's what you guys are about.
And we're like all about the risk capital for enabling that to happen, right? So we've invested about $122 million over the last 10 years in arts in Miami. And some of that is in the Arts Challenge, where they're just these crazy ideas that you'd never think a foundation could get behind, but they actually make such an important contribution to the fabric of the city. And they're for the large institutions that are serving people day in, day out, making sure that culture stays in this city and people remember who they are and like their souls are fed.
Well, yeah, now you're hitting it right home with me. The most important thing to me about living in any community is being able to feel the energy of that community. And every community is unique.
Well, yeah.
You know, this is not Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln's not yes. Miami.
Lincoln's
and
not
this
Miami.
Isn't New York, although we are probably the missing borough of New York, as yes. I've said for 50 years.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
From
my
Brooklyn, God. I agree. Yes.
Ah, there you go. High five to you, girlfriend. So, listen, so what is I'm not going to ask you to give me your favorite installations. No, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
No.
What I'd rather do is talk about two or three installations that you'd like to highlight, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll talk about what's coming up with some of the different stuff.
So some things that I've seen that we fueled over time, right? So mm-hmm. let's think about O Cinema, where it's one of our first independently run cinema houses in Miami.
And it's moving. I've seen and it. It's been moving around town.
It's expanded. So it's in Wynwood. It's in Miami Shores. It's on the beach. And
right.
they're able to bring independent cinema to Miami. I think about things like Oh Miami, where we have a whole month where everyone in Miami is exposed to poetry. And we do everything from sending, you know, poetry out of like sky planes flying across the sky on the beach, which is so Miami, right? To people getting poetry out of on the sidewalks or on the roofs of buildings as they fly across our horizon. And then I think about things like, you know, like some of the work that Teo Castellanos has done with veterans and doing combat called Combat Hippies, where he works with veterans to tell stories and create poetry and plays about their experiences that they can share with the broader public, which helps heal some of the trauma that they've experienced, but also kind of bring this creative force and exposure and empathy to audiences so that they connect to the experience and understand what it means to be in their shoes.
I think it's important, especially given how traumatic that type of experience must be. And I would hope that sharing that experience would maybe prevent us from going to war in the
yeah,
future.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think Teo really provides a transformative experience for the folks he works with, and they do that for him as well. And I think to work with such a master like Teo in this process just really brings home the idea of how important art is to our daily lives.
Now, you talked a little bit about Little Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk some about what's going on in Little Haiti, because Little Haiti's under a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Little Haiti's under development pressure.
Yeah.
Little Haiti's under community fabric pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that the Knight Foundation Arts Division can do to kind of help that neighborhood
yeah.
keep its character and soul?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it all comes down to authenticity, right? So we're never going to be the people that say, oh no, like Little Haiti needs to change. We're like, no, we know what is like fundamentally great and awesome and talented and needs to be protected there. So any project that happens there has to come from the community and be a part of the voice of the community. And we make sure that it remains a part of the community when we make those choices.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, Bahia. Then we're going to come back. I want to talk about some of the events that you've got that are bringing the community together in the coming weeks. And we'll talk about a little bit of the economic impact that you guys have been able to bring to the table too. Wanda, all yours. Rock the house. Bring us back fast, because we've got a lot to talk about.
The house.